Good morning, Masechet Yom Daf Kaf Gimel. So I'm starting at the bottom of Kaf Bet Amud Bet. I'm Rabbi Yudam Arav, Mibne Amar Nasho. We saw this yesterday. Why was Shaul, why was he punished? In the sense that he lost his Melucha Rashi Zaviyah. Lavolde Davar Sha'alav Nital Min Al Malchut. What was it that ended up causing him to lose his Malchut? So Gemara gives an answer, says Rabbi Yudah in the name of Rav. Mibne Shemachal Al Kavodo. Why? Because he was Moichal on his Kavod. It's actually crazy. I read translated the Hebrew by the Hebrew, right? Okay, but it sounds more English. You say Moichel on his kavod, then you say Machal al kavodo, right? Because he was too quick to forgo his kavod. Shneimar, right? And look at Rashi over here. Mitchilat malchuto, says Rashi. Already from the beginning of his malchut. Machal al kavod. Already at the beginning, he was really foregoing his not being too much of a fuss about his kavod. Ve'gila al atzmo she'enu kedai limloch, and he basically revealed that he wasn't suitable to be a king. If you aren't a king's not allowed to machal his kavod. But I think even in halacha that even a king is machal his kavod, not machul. I don't know. Look if there's something. If there's a note there, I might have read that somewhere. I think there's something like that. These Bnei Belial are not the most complimentary terms. This is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Said, what salvation is he going to bring us? And they basically insulted him. Never brought him any gifts of any kind. He kept quiet. Never said a word. So look at Rashi brings quite to this passage, Maskana de Milta. And the end of the day, Amru Yisrael, Mi Aomer Shaul Yimloch Aleinu Betmiya. Shaul Yimloch Aleinu. Is that possible? Is that going to be is that the case that Shaul will Molech Aleinu? Right? And he says, Hanashim, Tnu Hanashim, Venemitem. They said, let us kill him. And the guys came and said, let us kill him. They said, no one's going to die for this. Right? So basically, he didn't take himself too seriously, which might be a good thing for the average person, but not if you're king. So now, while we're talking about a king needing kavod, taking himself seriously, listen to this. Any Talmid Chochem, who isn't nokem, Rashi says here, nikmato, venoter, eva, kenachash belibo. In other words, again, if people belittle him, if a Talmid Chochem is treated, you've got to have nekama. Now, we'll see in a moment, this is basically belibo. You don't mean to do anything active, but you're allowed to harbor grudges. I think that would be the correct way of translating it. You're allowed to harbor grievances if you're a Talmid Chochem. Right? He says, on the contrary, he says, "Hey, no tamil cham." If he doesn't, right? So the Gemara says, "How can that be?" Va'aketiv velo takum velo titor mitzvah doraita mitzvah lasei mitzvah lota say. Sorry, va'yikra lo tikom velo titor b'nei amecha v'haftecha kamocha ani Hashem. We learned it. Read this couple of parshas ago. Isu doraita nekama v'titira. So he says, "No. Who b'mamonu?" That's all with regards to mammon. That's with regards to physical stuff that mitzvah doraita. Those love him there. I'm not talking about grievances in your heart. Dichtiv the Tanya, ezohi nekama vezohi netira. What's the difference between nekama and netira? So Gemara says like this: nekama amarlo. If a person says to you, hashleni maglecha, lend me one of your tools. Amarlo lo, and you say to him no. Now the next day, that doesn't have to be necessarily the next day, but if a while later, the guy who said no, right, he now needs something. So he comes to you, he says, "Ashleni kar domcha, lend me your axe." Amalo, eini mashilcha. I'm not lending to you. Why aren't I lending you? Kederech shloi shaltani. The way you didn't lend to me. Zohi nekima. So nekima here is when you say to a guy, you didn't lend it to me, I'm not lending it to you. Okay? Ve'ezohi netira. And what's netira? So amar le'yashilani kardomcha. Same idea. He says, lend me your ex. Amar lo lo. I'm not lending it to you. Lemacha, this guy now says, amar le'yashilani chalukcha. Please lend me a coat. Amar lo. He says, hey, lach, take it. Yeah, with pleasure. But he adds on. Eini kamotach shlo yeshaltani. I'm not like you. You see, you didn't lend me. I'm a good guy. I'm lending it to you. Zohi netira. That is netira. Look at Rashi. Zohi netira. Shadavar shamur belibo velo esicho midato. Netira is from the word lishmor, right? That it's guarded. It's with you. I'm harboring that grievance. So Gemara, it says Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzai, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Tzadok. A Talmid Chacham who hasn't got this, not a Talmid Chacham. Zod Nitra. So Gemara says,
it's
not Dinei Mamon, harboring it. So for this, now here comes the Gemara, ask that question. So up until now, we've seen that this is with Dinei Mamon. With Dinei Mamon, with regard to actual things, a guy wants something, he doesn't want something. But we're not discussing yet emotions. Now, the Rabbanu Hananel just fills in the gap here for this question. The Gemara says, "V'tzare de gufa lo." In other words, you're telling that tzare de gufa lo, there's no isur. There's no isur when it comes to tzare de guf. Pain. Rabbanu Hananel puts in the words like this: "Kegon elu dvarim shen shel mamon asur, aval tzare de gufa kegon bizayon v'chayotze bo mutar." So Rabbi Chananel fills in, says that when it comes to things like with Dibre Mamon, those are asur to borrow from me or lend me or do things which are physical things. But when it comes, he says, but Sare de Gufa, Kegon Bizayon, when you embarrass somebody or insult them or humiliate them, that's mutar. Then you're allowed to harbor grievances if you're Talmid Chacham. Look back in there with the Gemara. So the Gemara, basically, on the response to that question, what with Sare de Gufa law? You're telling me that Sare de Gufa is not asur? What do you mean, not asur? Va'atani, we have a brighter. And the girl calls a bright, which we learned not longer, Masechet Shabbos, ha'nelavin ve'enan olvin. People who are insulted, they don't insult. Shomin cherpatan ve'enan mashivin. They hear people talking bad, but they don't respond. Osin me'ahava v'smechin bisurim. Whatever they do with happiness, and they enjoy it. So what? They suffer, but they enjoy their suffering as well. Alehena katuv omer. People like this, the Torah says, Ki yovdu kol oivecha Hashem ve'ohavav v'tzayt ha'shama ha'shemesh b'gvurato tikshot ha'aretz 40 shana. So he says, but at the end of the day, it's these people v'ohavav k'tzayt ha'shemesh b'gvurato. So Gemara says, nana le'olam denakit le'belibay. Where is it allowed? If they harboring it in their hearts. That they're allowed to do. Look at Rashi. The third white line's at the top. The nakit belibe, right? Ve'im ba acher linkom nikmato bekiyum mishpat yishtok. They don't take any action over it. They don't act on it. It's just inside of them. They don't forget, this guy didn't treat me nasty. So now Gemara says, wait a second. Ha'amar Rava, didn't Rava tell us? Kol ha'oveh, kol ha'mavir amidotav ma'avirin lo al kol p'sha'av? On the contrary, it's a person who's ma'avir amidotav, who's able to forgo his kavod and not take himself too seriously and let it be and you know, not etc. A person like that, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is ma'avir akop shav, Hashem will. So just like you didn't respond to those people and you just ignored them, so too I'll ignore your sins. So Gemara says, no, that's different. That's the mefayes ole or mefayes. That's if a person comes and asks mechila, then we accept it, we ma'avir amidotav, but not just without asking mechila first. So you see, quite an amazing thing over here. I don't know what the halacha is. I didn't look in the halacha this morning, that's the truth. I don't know what the halacha is. I didn't see if anybody had anything to add. I'm happy for you to add. But basically, we see over here that like a king has to be makpid on his kavod, and a Talmid Chacham doesn't have to be moichel so quickly. Talmid Chacham is allowed to have some grievances, some tightness. Okay. Gemara carries on. So we said, Umahen motzin achat oshtay. We said in the Mishnah, when it comes to the pious, v'imayu shnehem shavin, and then we had the Moshe Takana, and they had this pious. Says v'umahein motzin, Amumune says to them, "Hatzbiu, you're going to vote, whatever you're going to participate." Umahein motzin achat or shtayim, or one finger or two fingers. I don't understand. So that they can either take out one finger or two fingers. Lost my place. So it was like this, Hashta Shtai Motzin Achat Mibai. If you're telling us they can take two fingers out, is it, do we have to know one? It's partially they can do two, they can do one. What's a chidush here? Why one or two? What's going on over here? No, 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 no. I'm Rav Chisda lo kasha. It's not a kasha, but it was a good question. Kan bebari, kan bechole. It depends who we're speaking about. Really, we'll see in a moment, lechat chile, they should take out one finger. Each put out a finger like this, one finger. So how come we allow also two fingers? For a chole, look, Rashi explains it nicely. The last wide lines at the top. Eino yachol chabesh etzbotav ukeshemotzi achat yotze chaver te'ima. He says, really, you want to do one finger, but a guy's sick. And when they say sick, not necessarily he got a cold or a headache, but he's got some physical problem in his fingers that he can't only take out one finger. When he goes like this, the second one comes with it. Right? So it's not a mum that he can't do avodin the Beit HaMikdash, but he can't hold his finger back. You know, not everybody can, I suppose, hold one finger out. Some people have to bring out two as well. But going to say, wait a second. Va'atanya chat motzin, shtayim ein motzin. We've got a brighter now, which is a steer to that completely. And says, you can only bring out one finger. You can't bring out two fingers. How could our Mishnah say that you could do one or two? What's done about Medrash Memurim? What is that speaking about? Bebari. Va'bechole afilu shtayim motzin. So that bright is speaking about a bari. In other words, lechatchila, a bari, if you're able to bring out one finger only, that finger, remember. Eh? And if you're sick, so then we allow you to bring out a sick. The Gemara says, "You have cares about yichidin motzin shtayim, ve'ein monin lahen ela achat." And there are the yichidim. Who yichidim? Rashi says, "Yichidim." There are individuals there, becholin, among sick ones. She'elin yoshvin mshar b'nei adam. Listen, they aren't exactly everybody. They're slightly apart. Ela shochvin or yoshvin. Now they're lying down or sitting up. I know because they're sick, right? Levadam. Those guys can bring out two finger. The yechidin, they can do two. And those can do el echad. And look at Rashi over here. Ein nimna ele ish echad. And even when they put out two fingers, you only count them as one. Because if ein monin lo ele achad, you only count one finger. Va'atani, we learned a braita, ein motzin lo shlish velo godal. Mipnei ramaim. We learned yesterday. We said there that the godal you knew about, which we explained there, Rashi said, why? Because of the ramaim, because they would cheat and try and make out like it's more than one person. And you can't use the shlish, the shalishavi, I think is which one of the other fingers, your middle finger. Naramaim. Vimotzi shalish monin lo, godal el monin lo. And the Sabbatah says more than that. If a person brings out that the three fingers, they don't even count him, they ignore him. They do count the guy. But with the godal el monin lo, they ignore him altogether. Now listen to this. Look at Rashi. Etzpa shlishi. Imoti shlishi monin lo kesakadati monin lo shnayim. So he seems to say that we count it as two fingers. Rashi says at the Havamina. We'll see that's not so quick. He says, velo od, not only does a guy who brings out his gudal, his thumb, not be counted, ele sholoke mena memune bepakia, they give him lashes. You're a Ramah, you're a cheat. They don't play games in the Beit HaMikdash. So Gemara says, my monin lo, she says, nami achat. And he counts it as one. Rashi over there says, what is Rashi over there? So Gemara says, my pakir, what is this pakir you're speaking about? I said lashes already. Because Rashi says, mulev pakir, mulev ritzot hamalkot. So he says, amarav midra. He says, pakir is a midra. So Gemara, he says to him, what is a midra? My midra. So amarav papa, Rapapa says, mitrake de taye. Says the mitrake de tayra says rutzuot yishmaelim asuya shot lesusim like a horse whip. Why is it a horse whip? It says the pasik reisha. That's what makes it unique. Look at Rashi. Lechach kri pekia she'ena rechava b'rosha keshar rutzuot malkot. The normal lashes whips that use are lashes like 49 tails or whatever. So the leather is wide at the beginning and wide at the end. This one is a little bit different. And a mafseket b'rosha rutzuot dakot. Here it comes to sharp ends at the end. So it's like a much sharper finish. And why is it used for horses? So the horse will feel it. In other words, it obviously makes a bigger effect. It's more painful. Upakir says, Rashi, lashon pisukus takim. But it means like separated and cut up. Kemo mevla'ei mikhnasei ha'kohanim mafki'in. Lashon kriya. We saw the others before, lots of times in Shkalim. We said already in this Masechet that with the question regarding the worn out clothes of the Kohanim, what they would do with them. He says over here, we'll see in a moment that they would tear them up, they would cut them up. So he says, Mafkiya comes from Lashon kriya. So that is Rapapa's answer. I'm Rabbiya. Rabbiya says a little bit differently. He says, you might agree with him now, but he says, Marish, Hava Minahaditnan Ben Bivayom Memunera Pekia. In the out at the beginning, Marish, I used to say, quoting a Mishnah, which I think the Mishnah is in Shkalim. Yes, Mishnah in Shkalim. Where he says that Ben Bivayom Memunera Pekia, he said, Amina Petilta, I would say that they were wicks. Right? Kiditnan, Miflaim Mikhasa Kohanim. Right, that they from the worn out clothes of the Kohanim, umehamenehen and from their belts, hayu mafkiin, ubahen hayu madlikin. They would tear them up. That's what Rashi said. Yeah, mafkia lashon kriya. They would tear them up and they would use them for wicks to light the menorah. Kevan de shamane leha de tanya. Since I heard this brighter now that said velo od ele shalokim in amune bepakia, amine by pakia. Nigda, I also came to the conclusion that Pekia must mean giving Malkot, giving lashes a beating. So it's unbelievable that originally he thought that Pekia was the wick. There is Mafkira, she says, there is a Lashon of tearing up, and that is the case. But he agrees after Papa as well that Lashon of Pekia, that these guys would get Malkot, they didn't behave well. So now the Gemara goes back to the mission that we had of Masish Yun Shlan Shavim Bratzin Volim Bakevish. Now this over here, this Gemara which we're going to quote over here is a Tosefta in this Masechet. But this is the story we've all heard. I think you'll see when we spoke about in the Mishnah yesterday, we saw in the Mishnah that they bumped each other off and the guy broke his leg. That's a not a story. And that's why there was a Takana. But I think the story that we all know about is the story coming up here about the Kohanim fighting over the Kevish. Masim Mishnei Kohanim Shayu Shnehin Shavin. They were equal. They were with Varatin Varina Kevish. And they were, as a rule, I suppose they were competitors and they were always, I don't know, very close to each other in the run. Kadam Echad Mim Betoch Arba Amot Shel Chaver. Now one of them is arriving in his Darad Amot, coming into his space, too close to him, and the guy's aggravated. Natal Sakin Vetakala Belibo. He grabbed a knife and stabbed him in his chest. Killed him. Amad Rabbi Tzadok Amalot Ha'ulam. Rabbi Tzadok stood there at the steps of the ulam, and now he's concerned. Rashi says, "Yeah, Harabayit." Rashi says, "Ulamot harbei banasham hordus." This is not talking about hordus already. The time of hordus, second by the Migdash. There were lots of halls. Kemosh katu b'sefer Yosef ben Gurion. Yosef says, "Amalot ulam harabayit ulamot karsina b'tosef." Right? He says he stood there on the steps of one of the halls. V'amar achenu beit Yisrael shimu. Listen, harei hu omer. Quotes a pasuk over here from Dvarim about the Egla Arufa. See, Kimatzeh Chalal Ba'Adama V'Yatzu Skenecha U'Shvotecha. So it's a bit of a skips out a few psukim. The psukim in full are like this. Kimatzeh Chalal Ba'Adama. We find a chalal on the ground. Asher Hashem Lokecha Notenecha Rishta in the area where you have inherited, in other words, in Eretz Yisrael. Nofel B'Sadeh Lo Noda Mi'ikau. And he died in the fields. No one knows who smote him. The elders and the judges go out to measure the towns that are close to the halal. So he quotes this pasuk. It says there, he says, he says, Anu, we are the Shvatecha and the Skenecha. Al mi lahavi eglarufa. Who's going to bring the eglarufa yet to now decide who's chayev in this? He died on the Kevish. Al Ha'ir or Al Azarot? In other words, is it the city of Jerusalem? Or is it the Azarot, meaning the Kohanim? Look at Rashi. Amir Avi. Mishel mi tilkach mina yoshvim ba'ir or mina Kohanim? Shomrei Azara. So Ga'u kol ha'am bivchia. The whole nation shouted out crying. Rashi said Ga'u is tzaku in crying. Listen to this. This is mind boggling. Ba aviv shel tinok. The father of this kid who was stabbed, umatzu keshu meparper, and sees that the son is still meparper. What's it like? Body's what's it like? Convulsing, I think. Before you die, like what's it called? Like convulsing? Eh? Is that the right word? rigor morphed, convulsing. Amar, and the father says like this, Arehu kaparatchem. The child will be your kapara. Look at Rashi. Arehu kaparatchem, mitato techaper alechem. But now the father says, Vadayin b'ni meparper, his son is still meparperin. In other words, he's not dead yet. Now what does it mean he's not dead? He says, Velonit masakin. Why do you leave, if you leave the knife in there, so the knife will become an avatume if he dies with a knife inside him. Take out the knife. Chaval, the knife should be tame as well. This is the father talking about his son. Gemara says, Lamdecha shekashe aleim taharat kelim yoter mishvichut damim. They were more particular, more makpid, more machmir on taharat kelim than they were about shvichut damim, about murder, killing. In other words, someone dies, gets killed. That's par for the course, you know, that happens. But tuma, and now should be tame. Quickly, get the knife out. This is the father talking. Go up into another story. V'cheinu omer. V'gam dam naki shafach menashe arbei ma'od. We've seen this passage before, actually not so long ago. You know, the bad king. Al asher malet yushlaim pole poi. The whole city was full of blood. So now, the Gemara wants to know, because here you see that killing was just rampant. He wants to know what came first. Ha-ma-se kadim. Right? Not the act between we saw, but what? Ilam et shvichu damim. Hashta shvichu damim lo takinu faisa. So now, with regards to this case, we had the two stories with the Kohanim. The one was that they ran up and they had an accident. The guy broke his leg. And we saw that they made a pious. They instituted immediately pious. Now we see that this guy had an accident. They killed one another. So which one came before which? In other words, if this story was first, then why didn't they make the takana of the pais for the Kohanim already after that? And if, right? And if that one came first, then what's going on here? That's Gemara's question. Ilemet shvichu damim hashta shvichu damim lo takinu paisa. Anishper raglo takinu. What, on killing? They never had a pais. And when a kid broke his leg, they suddenly, better be careful, this is a dangerous act. We've been meant to do the pies. Ela de nishpa raglo kanu, says no. It's pashut that the kid breaking his leg first came first. The chayvan de takinu paisa. So now it was, okay, so now I don't understand. If they were made the pies first on the regal, then arba amot baya vidata. What was the guy doing in his darad amot? Because there was a lottery. There was only one coin who went to do the Trumat HaDeshen. Where was the other coin doing there? And Elolam, the Shvichu Damim Kadim, says, no, you know what? You're right. Shvichu Damim Kadim, the case where the killing came first. Umiikara, Hev HaChachamim, the Beitin and the Beit HaMikdash, were in shock. Savura cry Ba'amu. They thought, this is like a one-off, the rarest occurrence. This is something, you're not going to make takanas around, you know, crazy exceptions. Came and dechazi, afilu mimeila tresakana. When they realized that, listen, this might have been a unique situation of a coin killing another coin, but still, this Trumat HaDeshen race in the morning is pretty dangerous, and people are having accidents anyhow. Takin rabbanan paisa. That's what it was. So really, this was the initial act, but I thought it wasn't such a big deal. You know, not that the kill wasn't a big deal, or maybe it wasn't. Depending how you explain the Gemara, but that wasn't a reason to make a pies because it was just a one-off experience. But when they saw it becoming dangerous, I thought it's time to actually start acting. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, now the Gemara starts analyzing this brighter. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Amar Olam, Vamar Achenu Bnei Tzadok, Shamu Harehu, Omer Ki Matzach Alav Adamar, Al Amila Vi Ala Iru Ala Hazarot. He asked the question, who's going to bring the Glarufa? So there are a couple of questions here, right? What's the most obvious question that we haven't seen the Gemara ask yet? Come on, somebody's got to ask it. What's a Glarufa all about?
We don't know who
that
person is.
And here, do we know who he was? Of course. So what's the Glar Rufa doing? We're going to ask that question. I wanted to just get us thinking. Right? But he says over here, but the first question Gemara asks, he says, what do you mean Yerushalayim Glar Rufa? The Yerushalayim Bat Atuya Glar Rufahi? Is Yerushalayim Bichlal a city we bring Glar Rufa? Look in the Pasuk that I read there. The Pasuk said there, Ki matzeh chalal ba'adama, when you find a dead body on the ground, asher Hashem lokechem, they gave you lirishta. He gave you your land lareshet. Rishta means that we inherited. Inheritance avia means an achuza. Now we learned recently that Yerushalayim, there was a machlok, was it chaluk or not chaluk? It was sort of Binyamin and Yehuda, but there were certain parts of it which belonged. Remember, there's a machloket. Was Yerushalayim nichleket? Was it nichleket? Right, in order so that Yerushalayim could be maybe like a extraterritorial type of city, like a Washington D.C. concept. Doesn't belong to anybody. Right? V'hatanya, didn't we learn? We got to a bright over here. There's a going by Bakama. Asarat Rim Nebu Yerushalayim. There were 10 things said about Yerushalayim. Bezu Echatvim. What was one of them? She'enan mevi'a glarufa. There's no bre'a glarufa. And Rashi says over here, why? Rashi quotes the pasuk. Dichtiv ki matzeh chalav alama v'chole v'lerishta. Has to be rishta. V'ein Yerushalayim Yerusha. There's no Yerusha. K'sava lo nitchalka l'shvatim. Okay, so that's a bit machloket, right? We saw, because we saw Binyamin and Yehuda do split up, and then we said Bank Tefav Shochein, that's why we haven't got the Sovev around the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach sits exactly on the western side, because the eastern side is belongs to Yehuda, it's in Binyamin's Chelek. But anyway, we saw that machloket over there. V'od, he says another thing about Yerushalayim, about this question of here, Lo noda mihikau kativ. The pasuk says, you don't know mihikau. V'ha noda mihikau. But yeah, you do know. So what are you coming with that Eglar Rufal about? Ele kedela bot bibchia. He said, no, really, Rav Tzadok knew all of this. He just said it to in Sat Tiat, that people would cry more, who would understand the severity of the story. He wanted to bring the next section. So he was still convulsing. He has a question. Now you see the Gemara's mindset. Now, this is lomdus for the sake of lomdus. Because, I mean, the coming up question here is just to train you how to think. Much like this, Shvichu damimu dezal, aval tarat kainim kedakai vakaima. Or deal me Shvichu damim kedakai vakaima, aval tarat kainim hide chamira. What's going on over here that Shvichu damim seems to be so light in their eyes, killing, but tume is such a big deal? What came first in the Gemara? Was it that they were always always makpid on Tara, like Kedekaima, like it was, but it's murder, it's Shvichu Damim, which became sort of cheap in their eyes? Or was that the Shvichu Damim, they were always killing, it was not a problem in the Beit HaMikdash, but they became more makpid about Tumah and Tara over time? What's going on over here that they were so like indifferent to the murder, but very makpid on the tumah? What was Abba, right? So we say Toshma, quite a bright. I mean, the Kenasi Blat Talmuda, since the Gemara in its lashon, right, like the way that it did things and put things next to each other, he said, "Bina Kenasi Blat Talmuda veGam Dam Naki Shafach Menashe," telling you straight after this incident that Menashe also killed people, Shma Menashe Shvichu Damim Hu Dezal, V'Tarat Kailim Kedakaima Kaima. Really, their levels of Tumah and Tara, they were makpil always about that. There was a deterioration here in the way that they went about respecting human life. Because the Gemara says that even Menashe killed people, went on rampant ranges. So you see that it got worse with time, that the Tumah was Rashi's over here from Talmud and Raya. That's the proof. Now, so the Gemara brought us a proof to the order to understand that Tumah and Tara was something always makpid on, just the Shvichu Damim, they became a little bit less particular. Tara Banas brings a brighter.
When is this taking place? Because
this is taking place. We've got it. So, oh, that's right. Shvichu Damim is very good. So, Menashe was the one, really. So, basically, we can attribute this degeneration of the people, this whole hitar derut and this insensitivity to killing to Menashe, and that went on even into the first place. So we could then maybe say that the incident with the kid might have happened. No, that couldn't happen in the first Beit HaMikdash. That happened in the second Beit HaMikdash. Okay, because Menashe was, because Rav Tzadok was in the second Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so now the more carries on. It's like this upash. Where is the bright idea? Upashat. What do you mean upashat? Upashat et begadav levash begadim achirim v'otzid ha'deshen u'michutz la'machane el makom tahor. So we're speaking here about Tumah la'deshen. We said the Kohen has to take off his clothes, and he changes his clothes to take out the deshin. He said, this sounds to me, right? He says, Shom'ani. He says, could I understand from this, right? The way that it sounds. That it's like on Yom Kippur, Sheposhet Bigdei Kodesh for the Vesh Bigdei Chol. Remember on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol changes his clothes. He has his golden clothes, and then he has the white clothes. The white clothes is what he is, the Chol clothes, and then he's got the special clothes. Talmud Lomar, no, Ufashat et Begadav, Velavash Begadim Acherim. He says, no, don't think it's Bigdei Chol. In other words, our question here is the avod of Trumat HaDeshen being done in ordinary clothes, not in Bigdei Kodesh? The Gemara says, no, it says, Velavash Begadim Acherim, Meikish Bigdei Begadim Shlovesh to Begadim Sheposhet. That's what it means, Begadim Acherim, others. And do a Hekesh, what is Begadim? Just the Begadim that he wears is the Begadim that he took off. Mal Halim Bigdei Kodesh, Afkan Bigdei Kodesh. It seems over here that Trumat HaDeshen is done, even if he changes clothes, it's always done in Bigdei Kodesh. Of course, I don't understand that. So then why do we have to have others? He says, no, pechutin mehen. Why do others? Because he does downgrade. In other words, he has clothes, but lesser clothes. Look, Rashi Gon, shechakim. Right, either like a bit worn out ones, or mipishtan, she'enu mutzav, or I don't know, like linen ones that are, I don't know, aren't shiny or whatever, and they aren't expensive ones, because when he's going to carry out his ashes now, he's going to get dirty. And it's G'nai L'melech, she'emeshamesh bahen, ala mizbeach ba'avodot tachila. And now if he's wearing those same clothes to schlep out the adesha, and how can he walk around in the Beit HaMikdash and go up to the mizbeach and etc., walk around in the same clothes, it's not mechubad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lezi has got a different voice. He says, what does it mean, begadim acherim? He says, Rabbi Lezomer, Acherim Vohotzi. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, Vashat Begadav, Velavash Begadim Acherim Vohotzi et Adeshen. He says, you've got to look at Acherim Vohotzi together. He says, Limed ala Kohanim Baale Mumin, Shekshairin Notzi Adeshen. He says, this is the Acherim, the others, right? Look at Rashi, Acherim, what she made. Hi, Acherim, this word Acherim, others are Kohen Kai. It's talking about the other Kohanim. Not for Lavash Begadim, Acherim, but for Lavash Begadim, the Acherim Lavash Begadim. The other Kohanim who normally aren't doing Avodim, but because they got Mumin. Right? Kolmar, Kohanim, Shein Acherim, Meruchakin, Mishar Avodot, Kesherin Avodazu. That they aren't able to do the regular Avodim, but Amikdash, even they can do the Avodah of Trumat HaDeshen. So it gives a whole different word to Acherim here. Not Acherim clothes. It says, Vashat Begadav Velavash Begadim. So, but you're still taking your clothes and putting on other clothes. So, I think even here, he would have to agree that Vashat Velavash would mean lesser clothes, but Acherim, they're the ones that change the clothes. Who changes their clothes? The Acherim. Right, that's how he would say it. So the Gemara says, according to Baalei Mumin, Amar Mar, Acherim pechutin mehen. The Gemara now quotes that brighter there, where we first saw the Gemara says Pashat v'lavash begadim acherim v'otzid adeshen shemueni shemegadim acherim tamud domar Pashat begadav v'lavash begadim acherim. Right? We said there makish, and we said what's acherim pechutin mehen. So it says Amar Mar acherim pechutin mehen. Because Rabbi Shmuel, this is a bright learned Rabbi Shmuel's Beit Midrash in Masechet Shabbos. We learned it long ago. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, remember this is the whole machlokes. We actually saw in Shkalim as well. Begadim shebishel ben kedair l'rabo lo yimzog bahen kos l'rabo. Right? What does he say? He explains. That's the machloket there. That Rabbi Shmuel's Beit Midrash says simple. The what you wear in the kitchen, you don't come out and serve. You know, the chef, if he's busy getting all dirty, he's now going to take the job as a waiter. It's not nice when the chef arrives at the table with his shirt full of dirt. You want a guy looking decent. So inside the kitchen, it's one thing, the Trumat HaDeshen, you come and serve Hashem, you want to be blessed. Amresh Lakish. So now there's a machloket over here. Right? What's the machloket? The machloket is, can a Kohen Mum, right? Can a Kohen Mum do Hotza'ah? Can he also do Haramah? Because remember, there are two parts to the Trumat HaDeshen. There's Veherim et HaDeshen, right? First, the guy goes up in the morning, takes out a machta, brings it and puts it there next to the side of the Mizbayach, and it gets swallowed up into the ground. But then there's all the other ashes, which then he changes clothes and he takes out the whole pile to outside. So that's the machlok. He says that's the question. Rashi says, no. Rashi Lakish says that the opinion that the Kohen Mum can do the avodah, can do the harama as well. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. With regards to harama, everybody agrees that harama, Trumat Hadeshen itself, is a proper avodah. Proper avodah, Baal Mum can't do. So he says, my time at Rashi Lakish. What's Rashi Lakish svara over here that he says that that the Kohen Mum can do harama? He says, Amar lecha. He says, he would say to you, what would your answer be? Isak ladach avodahi. Yesh lecha avodah shekshar b'shnei kelim. He says, obviously not proper avodah. How do we know it's not proper avodah? Because we know that a Kohen Hedyot has to do avodah in four with four garments. Right? And here in the Pasuk, when it comes to Bladesh, it only mentions two garments. So it seems like, you know, in the army you have today, what's the term? It's chatzi bet. You know, like my son Gabi's now in a course, walking around in army pants and boots, but in t-shirts. They've got a chatzi bet. They don't have to wear all their uniform. So same thing over here, right? This Trumat Hadeshim could be done by chatzi bet. How's that? Look in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Fashad begadav, velvash begadim achirim, and says, velvash akwane midobad, umichna saivad yilbash al basaro. So it's just midovad, umichna saivad. Now we'll see what midovad means and michna saivad means, but it's only two things, right? We haven't got the avnet, and we haven't got the mitznefet. So we're missing two clothes. We've only got a tunic, and we've got a pair of trousers. There's no belt, there's no hat. So he says, how can it be? Rashi, actually mentioned it, find the Rashi here. B'shnei keilim. V'achem midovad, u'michtasei vad u'dichtiv. Right, only the two, right? I saw the passage. Rabbi Yochanan. So, nah, this is a good kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. How does Rabbi Yochanan say that this is a fully fledged avoda? If you're going to do it with two clothing, where's the belt and where's the hat? Proper avoda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Gal rachmana b'ktunot u'michtasei. The Torah just mentioned to you those. But really, you have to observe them as well. Look at Rashi here. Because look, once the Torah tells you, you got to wear pants, it's passion, you got to wear the rest. It's just telling you the clothing, and that's just a way of saying to you, you have to get dressed. So you must understand, Umashnai honey. Right? So why did he change over here? Rashi says, Umashnai honey de nakat. Since he needs all of them, why did he only mention two? Don't say anything. The Torah could have rather just not mentioned any clothes whatsoever. And it would be pashut to me that the Kohen's doing the avodah. When the Kohen does avodah, he has to wear clothing. The fact that the Torah said only two is for a reason. You can't just ignore that. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, you'll understand it yourself. Rather just keep quiet. And he says, no. Midovad, mido ke midato. Torah is telling us an extra limud, there's a ravuta over here. When it says midovad, that the pants or the jacket has to be his midato, ke midato. Look, Rashi kanim decha sheye ketonet kohanim lemidat komato. That is the cloak over here has to be for his height. Lo nigrot v'lo b'shlakot, not too high on the not dragging along the ground and not too high either, like too short. Vachim amrinam mizvachim, we know that mizvachim is vachim. And michle seivad, what's michle seivad? How do we know you can't have underpants? The only thing, the first thing he puts on is these michnasayim of his. He never anything else separating from his flesh. From the pasuk over here, because it says michnasayvad yubash al besaro. Look at Rashi, mashmish lovesh bo do arum. He puts this on while he's still naked. She'en alav ele besaro. He's only got his flesh to lo. Dilo tem achi al besaro. What's it mean? Okay. So that is now, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says, it's Pashuk, because only two begadim. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean only two begadim? It's all the begadim you have to say yourself. So then why did the Pashuk only mention two? Mention two, just extra dinim about them. Tell us that it has to be the first thing he puts on, the only thing is the pants, and that the cloak has to be a particular heart, has to be tailor-made for him. So Reish Lakish, what does he do with this Mido, Kimidato, etc.? Reish Lakish, right? Because he said that it was Dafka, says Rashi Ketivu, it was written specifically, tell us only two begadim. So it's not a proper avodah. Right? And that you only need to do four. So he said, Rashi, midato, kemidato, midaaf, kerachman, blashon, mido. So the fact that the Torah used lashon, mido, tells us it has to be his size. And shloye devar kuleanu michasai, me'al blashon, nafka, mido. And because the Torah says, besaro in the pasuk, you know it's besaro. See, he accepts that limud there. except of Rabbi Yochanan, but he says still Mido is the fact that Torah said Mido Kminato, but it said Michnasei Vad, etc. You only have two clothing. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, name a Ketanai. Can we say this is a Machloket Tanai? Al Besaro, Rabbi Yochanan is Lakish Avia. Can we say that this Machloket is the same Machloket as another Machloket Tanai, which we learned earlier? The Pasuk says Al Besaro. Now the Gemara asked, bright to ask the question, my Talmud Lomar Yilbash. So once it already said Al Besaro, what does it tell us, Lilbash? Right? I suppose once you've got Al Besaro, it's Pasha that you've got to get dressed. Why Yilbash? He says, Lavi Mishnefet Vavnet Larama. Rabbi Rabbi says, no, why did it say Yilbash? Basically, this is the Machloket, like Rabbi Yochanan tell us, not only the pants and the jacket, but Yilbash to include your Masnefet Vavnet. So Rabbi Yehuda here now is Rabbi Yochanan. And he tells us, we read in the Pasuk, that you have to have all four begadi. Rabbi Dosa Omer, right? Rabbi Dosa says, Rabot, big day Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurin, Shekshayrin, the Kohen Hedyot. Rosh says, no, what is that telling us over there? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Lavi Arba, big day Lavan. What is this Pasuk telling us about Yilbash, etc.? He wanted us a Chidush. We saw this before plenty of times, already saw it in this, in Daf Yud Bet. Rashi mentioned it over here. Right, so Shemesh ben Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Shekshayin Edyot Kol Hashtar, that a Kohen Gadol who used his four, remember the Machloket, is the Avnet, is the sash of the Kohen Gadol, the same sash during the rest of the year as a Kohen Hedyot. Is it Kilai or isn't it Kilai? Remember that Machloket? And we try to prove over there that either it is or it isn't. Because according to the Man D'Amar who says that the Kohen Gadol's clothes on Yom Kippur, his white clothes are good for a Kohen Hedyot during the rest of the year, they must have the same sash. Otherwise, they can't, it wouldn't be the same. Remember that Machloket? Daf Yud Bet? Anybody remember that? How are we doing for time? We've got a bit of time. But you know, I'll take 1 second. Go back to Yud Bet, I'm with Bet. Just do a quick Chazorah here. Right over here. Venicham, go look in the Gemara. I've just found it. It's in the bottom third of the Amud. The line starts for Azda Rabbi Dosa Letame. This is exactly the same Rabbi Dosa over here. For Azda Dosa Letame, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the bottom. For Azda Dosa Letame, the Adetanya Vinicham Sham, what's the passage of Vinicham Sham? He left him there. But I made Chetunin Gniza. Tanakama says that he needs Gniza, that they can't use him. They're going to take the clothes and go and put them away. Rabbi Dosso, man, no, Shlo Yishtamesh ben Yom Kippur Acher. It's the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol himself, that he can't use them for another Yom Kippur. Right? Now go up. Sorry, the Gemara is further up. The Gemara go further up. Says, yeah, in ever Bashai Motors now to the Kohen Gadol Mashash Bashmoni, Vedu Barba. The Gemara asks a question, Tanya ain't been Kohen Gadol. There we are, found it now. It's about 6-7 lines from the top of the Amud. Okay, this is like this. This Tayyem, this is the Tayyem ain't been Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, Avnet To. It's only the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot is the Avnet. Rebbe Nezomer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Aflo Avnet. The Avnet's the same. It was the Amad when, in ever Bashai Motors Shana to the Kohen Gadol, the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol's 8 to the Kohen Hedyot's 4. Kohen Gadol Mashash Bishmona Vedu Barba. El Elav Yom HaKippurim Amrei. It's Yom Kippur. We must be speaking about over here in Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol himself wears only 4. Right? And the Kohen Hedyot also only 4. The one says, Nar Olam Shai Yom HaTashana Uvehenech Teshavi. And we speak about those that are the same. And there we said, Gat Rabbi Rabbi Kam Etzi Shai. He said, Av Netosha Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim Tivri HaKol Shel Butz. It's only linen. Bishem HaTashana Tivri HaKol Shel Kilayim. Right, so we are machlo roichlu ele b'avnet shel kohen hedyot bein b'shoyim b'shoyim yom kippurim shabi yomei shel kilayim rebi ele b'shoyim yomei shel botz. So afan amitis al besaro. Now comes our pasuk. This whole sugya there. What does mean al besaro? Machlo al besaro lavash lavi mitznefet b'avnet la matadeshen divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We don't say no lavi big day kohen gadol yom kippurim shein kshein la kohen hedyot rebi yomei shtei shuvah b'davar chadim matos kohen gadol yom kippurim dozei shel avnet tosh shel kohen hedyot v'or begam shishtamsha ben kedusha chamuret tishamesh b'kedusha kala. How can it be? Okay, you got it. That was a whole sugya over there. Now, we've got to remember that the Gemara spoke about it there, and that's the same thing over here. So here we go, Mochler Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about the clothes and about the 4 or 2, etc. So we've already seen that Rabbi Dosa said, I won't be like Yom Kippur, I'm sharing the Kohen Hedyot. So I'm Rabbi Shtayt Shubba B'davar, Chad Adat Rosh Kohen Gadol, Lo Zehush, Abit Rosh Kohen Hedyot, for all, Begay Shemeh Kohen Gadol, Shemeh Kohen Gadol, same question we asked over there. What? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, right? He says, "Began she may be grusha v'chamur tishtemesh v'grusha." The Kohen Hedyot's going to use them. And Amata Mudomar Yobash. What does the word Yobash mean? He says, "Yeah, Yobash means l'rabot et hashchakim, to include the ones that are worn out." Rashi shekshayu nechol avoda will be avad shlo yu mekura. As long as they're untorn, they can be used. V'achikam bezvachim v'ad Rabbi Yosef the Tamei. We saw Sam Gemori in Amasechet a few daf ago. Lo shayach hafa the man. We don't get to the whole discussion over here of as Rabbi Yosef the Tamei. We're not discussing it. Even says Rashi, because we brought it basically just as a proof of the Gemara. So we'll carry on tomorrow. But basically, we see over here the machloket Tanai, machloket Amoraim, where the Kohen Gadol to wear all four, where the two, what they can be used for, can they use? Or is the idea that it's the same begadim, not the same begadim? We'll carry on with it tomorrow.